Cheers is filmed before a live studio audience.
Afternoon, everyone. Woody, may I have a beer, please?
Just a second, Dr. Pym. I'm finishing up this article in Newsweek on genetic coding.
Do you understand it, Woody?
No. Thank God I'm almost finished.
Well, it says here in Scientific American they've isolated the gene that causes arthritis.
What have you got there, Sam?
Ad for hair conditioning.
Says it makes your scalp all tingly.
Oh, I'm glad to see that you're all making an effort to keep yourselves informed.
Yeah, once a week or so, we do try to keep ourselves up on current events.
Okay, gentlemen, toss them in. I got a route to finish.
Making your way in the world today takes everything you've got. Taking a break from all your worries sure would help a lot. Wouldn't you like to get away? Sometimes you want to go where everybody knows your name, and they're always glad you came. You want to be where you can see our troubles are all the same. You want to be where everybody knows your name.
Please, get him off the damn karaoke machine. He's been on there for 3 days. Just make him stop.
Hey, you know him better than anybody else. There's got to be something you can do.
I can only think of one thing, but it's pretty drastic.
Anything.
I wonder why.
You don't need analyzing. It's not so surprising that you feel very strange.
Look who thinks she's eating.
Listen up for a second, man. Fellas. Hey, Lilith. Lilith, cut it, please.
I'm sorry.
Always leave them wanting more.
Guys, listen up for a second, will you please? When Rebecca comes in, she's probably not going to be feeling too good, so just take it easy on her, all right?
What's the problem, Sam?
Call off the whole wedding.
Get out.
No, it's true. I went over there last night. I tell you, she was a real mess, but she was clear about one thing. She does not love the guy, and there's no way she's going to marry him.
Good morning, everyone. Jonathan, thank God you're here. I'm in such a rush. Now, I don't have any time for those curlers, so you're going to have to do your trick with the blow dryer.
Yeah, Sam, she's in agony.
Ordinarily, Sam, people don't deal with depression by putting on a wedding dress and acting giddy.
Except maybe Clavin.
Men don't get giddy.
You're right.
This is crazy. I gotta go find out what's happening.
Anyway, back on my head or up forward like this, whichever way we decide. Hi, Sam.
What are you doing?
I know. I said that I would never have a traditional wedding, but, you know, deep down inside, doesn't every girl want to get married in white?
What about all that stuff you said last night?
What stuff? I wasn't even here last night.
I know you weren't here last night. You were at your apartment. I was there with you, remember?
Oh, don't be silly, Sam. I wouldn't let anybody in that apartment. It's a mess.
Oh, my God. You don't remember, do you?
Excuse us. We're working here. Dear, I'll need an extension cord for the dryer.
Oh,
hey, yo, pal, listen, I don't care what you're doing here. This happens to be the most important thing that... You use this gel? I tried this. It just dries my hair out.
Are you touching it during the critical drying stage?
What do you think I am, a rookie?
You guys, I have my new wedding dress, and now all I need is something old, something borrowed, and something blue.
How about Norm's liver?
I am almost finished with it.
Rebecca, I'm probably way out of line here, but I want you to know what a great honor it would be for me to sing at your wedding.
Okay.
Really?
Cool!
Jonathan, I found the extension cord.
We'll have to finish down at City Hall.
Honey, now wait a minute. We were in your apartment together. Don't you remember? You came on to me. You said that you couldn't possibly marry Robin because in your entire life you never had anyone as exciting as me.
My, someone's full of himself on my wedding day.
Well, Sam, don't just stand there.
Yeah, you're right. I gotta find something to jog her memory.
No, you gotta help me get this machine into the car. I've got a gig. Test. Testing. 1, 2. 1, 2, 3, 4. Chong, 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 chong. We're gonna cook tonight.
Hi, Doug. Yeah, boy, City Hall. Civil servants home, away from home. Hey, you know, whenever the job gets me down, I might just come around here and roam the halls.
Hey, pal. I thought we told you never to come back here. How many times we got to throw you out?
Look, I'm with a wedding.
Is that true, sir?
Yes, yeah. Yeah, it is. But, stick around.
Oh, great. I'm not too late. Where's Rebecca?
She's in there. What's all this junk?
Oh, this is just some of her stuff. I broke into her apartment.
And you passed up a stereo equipment for this? Stay a bartender, Sam.
No. I'm just hoping when she sees this, you know, smells the pizza, that it'll help bring back her memory about last night. Hey, honey, Rebecca? Hi.
Sam, isn't that mine?
Yeah, you bet it is. Here, open the pizza box. Look at that, huh? Some pizza with Canadian bacon and pineapple. And look at your robe here with Canadian bacon and pineapple. Huh? Now, does this all remind you of something?
Oh, God, I just remembered.
Oh, yes. Oh, God, thank you. I thought I was going crazy.
Yes, I remembered. I left my garter in my car. Would you get it for me, please?
Oh, sure, but...
I don't know why people get so nutty during weddings. Yeah, compared to some cultures, we got it easy. Take to Anabis in Central Africa. Now, there's a ceremony. See, they get the lovebirds and smear with a mixture of honey and sweet oil, then it's off to the anthill. All right.
This man's bothering me.
We're talking.
Why don't you come with me, pal?
We'll go to that little room downstairs.
Yes, yes.
Hey, Rebecca, this is... Wow, nice hair.
I brought you some samples I had in the car.
Oh, yeah, thanks.
You can see if you like them.
Honey.
Sam, where's my garter?
I sent Woody after it. Listen, sweetheart, we've been friends for a long time, right?
Right.
Well, I hope you understand that what I'm doing for you. I'm doing it out of our friendship over the last 4 years. I'm doing it because I care.
Okay, Sam, go ahead.
Snap out of it, will you? Let the frog lift here. You said that you didn't love the guy.
What the hell are you doing?
Miss Howe, I couldn't find your garter in your car, but I did find these jumper cables.
Woody, what am I going to do with these?
Oh, well, they may not look so great, but they'll probably hold up your stockings. Of course, they might leave a mark.
Supposed to do after the ceremony? Throw a tire iron to the bridesmaids?
All right, I'll be right back.
Oh, hell, I give up. You know, do what you want. Marry Robin. I hope you'll be very happy waking up every morning to... Good morning, Rebecca.
Good morning, Rebecca. Darling, I know it's bad luck to see the bride before the wedding, but... Well, I've lost my fortune. I've been to prison. What more could happen to me? You know, I can't keep this a secret any longer. Do you remember the day we first made love? And I surprised you by flying in Bill Medley of the Righteous Brothers to sing for you.
Of course I did. That was a wonderful present, Robin.
Well, I thought it would be sweet if I could find some way to relive that memory. On our wedding day, now that I'm finally unchained.
Oh, my love, my darling.
Oh. My God, it's the other righteous love. Brother.
Bobby Hatfield.
Oh, no, no, to me, he'll always be the other righteous brother.
So I'm ready to start. Who's this bozo?
I'm Bobby Hatfield.
Yes, Robin gave him to me as a present. He's going to sing at my wedding. Isn't that wonderful?
Oh, so he's in and I'm out. Oh, fine. Instead of my personal gift of song, I'll just get you a set of steak knives. So you can cut out my heart again.
Young man, would you make sure everyone gets seated?
Oh, yes, Father.
I'm not a priest. I'm a government official.
Oh, I'm sorry, Your Honor.
No, son, that would be a judge. I'm a justice of the peace.
Well, then what should I call you?
You can call me Ed.
Well, looks like I won't be singing after all. But Rebecca has graciously invited me to push the buttons for Mr. Bobby Hatfield. Let's see. What number is Unchained Melody?
U14.
Yes, Master.
That's a lovely song.
That's because we're close to the speaker.
Every time I hear that song, it reminds me of the first time we saw a ghost.
Hey, Lilith, songs do make you remember things, right?
Oh, most definitely. Music is perhaps one of the most evocative of the associative stimuli. Some fascinating data gathering was done in 1957 in Brussels when the... They always leave when I get to the interesting part.
It's okay. It's her other favorite song.
We got tonight.
She sang it just last night.
Who needs tomorrow? Let's make it last, babe. Let's find a way.
I know we've heard this song before.
Turn out the lights.
I just can't remember when.
Come on and hold my hand.
It seems like it was...
We got tonight.
Oh, God.
Don't you stay away. Don't you stay away. Turn out.
Rebecca, this is insanity. Open the door.
Is she ready to go on with the ceremony? We're on a very tight schedule here. I have fishing licenses to pass out.
Well, it's got to be another key someplace, Ed.
Second floor, security.
You know, I just don't understand this. She's always seemed so stable before.
Have you two ever really talked?
Hey, guy, what's going on? Did I miss much?
No, not much. Looks like the wedding might be off.
What are you talking about? If I spent all that time tying tin cans to the back of Robin's car and spraying it with shaving cream, tying toilet paper to it?
Robin doesn't have a car. Oh.
It just irritates me. I mean, I was all ready to sing at this wedding, and then you walk in the door. Well, naturally, you're the better singer. You're a professional, but I'd be willing to bet that I'm a better psychiatrist than you are.
Really, how long have you felt this way?
Then again, I could be wrong.
Boy, I can sure go for a taste of this cake.
We really don't need this congratulations anymore.
After not getting married.
Hey. Wow, we've really kind of made a mess of the top part here, man.
We'll just take out the whole layer.
Okay.
Yeah.
Are you ready to go on with the ceremony?
No, not yet. I need to work a few things out. I need somebody to talk to. Anybody. I really need some help.
Oh.
I can't help someone who doesn't want to be helped.
Okay, honey.
No, I need time to think. I have to talk to somebody about this. I need to talk to somebody so they can help me figure out what my problem is.
Did you try talking to Paul?
No, I did not talk to Paul.
Well, he's always helped me. He's got a super outlook on life.
You know, when I heard that song starting to play, suddenly it all came back to me. Everything that I said last night. Oh, God, Sam, why is this happening to me?
Because you don't love him.
I know, I did love him.
Well, maybe you loved him when he was rich, but that's different now.
What? What are you saying? Are you saying that I only cared about Robin when he had money?
Well, it's the truth, isn't it?
How dare you tell me that I only loved him for his money? I am not that shallow. I am not that superficial. I am not that creepy. You think that I only loved him for his money? Well, you are wrong, Buster, and I'm going to prove it. Robin, Ed, Bobby, hit it!
Cliff, just try to put the cake back together.
Get the cake, how are we going to get these presents rewrapped?
Under the bylaws of the Massachusetts Fish and Game Commission. Oops, sorry.
It's all right, Ed. We've prepared our own vows.
Go ahead.
Shall I compare thee to a summer's day? Thou art more lovely and more temperate. Rough winds do shake the darling buds of May, and summer's lease hath all too short a stay. Sometime too hot the eye of heaven doth shine, and often is his gold complexion dimmed, and every fair from fair sometime declines. By chance or nature's changing course untrimmed. But thy eternal summer shall not fade, nor lose possession of that fair thou owest, nor shall death brag thou wanderest in his shade, when in eternal lines to time thou owest. As long as men can breathe, or eyes can see, so long lives this, and this gives life to thee. Rebecca.
I only loved you for your money. I'm hateful. I am the most awful person that I have ever met in my life. I don't deserve to live. What am I going to do?
You could throw yourself into the Charles.
I don't think so.
How about heaving yourself off the Prudential building? That's a 52-story drop. You hit the pavement, they'll be scraping you up with a spatula. Just like they do in the cartoons. Oh. You know, Paul was right. You can't help somebody who doesn't want to be helped.
Oh, honey. Sweetheart, I know it's been a hell of a day for you, and we all really feel bad for you, but there's just one more thing.
What?
Well, it's kind of a good news, bad news thing.
Ooh, what's the bad news?
Well, the bad news is Robin's outside and he wants to talk to you.
Oh, God. What's the good news?
I lied about the good news. Will you see him? Hey, will you look at that? Your hair still retained its bounce. I mean, that's something, isn't it?
Rebecca, what's going on? Have I done something wrong?
Oh, no, Robin, it's not you. It's me.
I don't understand.
can't say this to your face. Please turn around. Oh, gee, you've got a cute butt. Robin, I can't say this to your butt. Turn around again. I don't love you, Robin.
When did this happen?
Well, near as I can figure, about the time they sealed your safe deposit box.
But I thought you were the one who didn't care about my money. I thought you were the one who was going to stand by me. I thought I was your sweet baby.
No. You was my rich baby.
All right, so you love me for my money. Well, what if I were to tell you that I had $6 million stashed away in a money belt before my arrest? Now, would that make any difference?
No. No, it wouldn't.
I see.
What's that?
$6 million. Farewell, Rebecca.
Honey, oh, I hope you don't mind, but I was listening outside. I can't believe you turned down all that cash. You're changing, honey. That was the bravest thing I've ever seen you do.
I thought you were bluffing.